All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back. 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 Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
Getting 1% better every day. Anthony Kim's miraculous LIV Golf victory.
Yes, sir!
Last weekend featured several professional golf's welcome back celebrations. PGA Tour star Colin Morikawa braved 30-mile-an-hour winds at the famed Pebble Beach Golf Links in California Sunday to earn his first title in 2.5 years. It was Morikawa's 7th career PGA Tour victory. Shreveport's 59-year-old David Toms won for the first time in nearly 3 years at the PGA Champions Tour event in lovely but windy Naples, Florida. It was DT's 5th win on the senior circuit. But neither of these two great stories can compare with what LIV Golf's Anthony Kim accomplished over the weekend. Kim had not won a professional golf tournament in nearly 16 years after capturing the Shell Houston Open on April 4, 2010. But the magic returned just 5,976 days later. After literally giving up professional golf for more than a decade, Anthony Kim's wife and his young daughter Bella served as his inspiration to give the game just one more try. LIV Golf's then-chief Greg Norman invited Anthony Kim back to compete for a permanent spot on the LIV Golf Tour in 2024. That first comeback, didn't go very well. Kim finished in 56th out of 59 golfers at season's end. His best tournament finish was in 36th place. Not exactly a stellar return for the 3-time PGA title holder. So Anthony Kim had to win a spot for the 2025 LIV field by placing high enough in the tour's qualifying tournament. And after making the field again in 2025, he finished the year number 55 out of 61 LIV golfers. His best finish last season was a tie for 25th place. And for the second straight year, Anthony Kim had to earn a spot in the 2026 field by performing well in the qualifying tournament. And he did. The first LIV golf tournament of 2026 was held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Anthony Kim posted his best finish in 2 seasons on the LIV Golf Tour with a tie for 22nd place. His final round 6-under par 66 may have lit a fuse on what was going to happen the following week. LIV Golf's second stop was the very popular annual event in Adelaide, Australia. As Aussie golf fans cheered on countryman Cam Smith and his Ripper Golf Club team, unheralded Anthony Kim came out of the gate with an opening round of 5-under par. Then a second round 5-under, and a third round 4-under, and he moved into third place going into the final round. And if that wasn't enough pressure to make the 40-year-old Anthony Kim nervous, he was paired in the final round with former world number one golfer John Rahm and the long-hitting 2-time U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau. Anthony Kim knew that it was going to take a terrific final round to beat these two young golf phenoms. After opening the final round with 3 straight pars, Anthony Kim then birdied 9 of the next 14 holes and zoomed past his 2 competitors and took the tournament lead. He would finish at 23 under par to win by 3 shots over Spain's John Rahm. His 9 under par closing round of 63 earned Anthony Kim his very first professional golf victory since April of 2010. So why did it take nearly 16 years for Anthony Kim to win again? Success came early and often for the talented young golfer Anthony Kim. After 3 successful years playing college golf at the University of Oklahoma, Kim qualified to play on the PGA Tour in 2006 at the age of 21. And just 2 years later, he had won 2 PGA tournament events and earned a spot on the victorious U.S. Ryder Cup team. Anthony Kim would then add a 3rd PGA victory in April of 2010 at the Shell Houston Open. He wasn't quite 25 years of age and was already ranked among the world's top 20 golfers. But then Kim injured one of his thumbs and had surgery just 1 month after his 2010 victory in Houston. He was unable to play golf for several months. And then it was an Achilles tendon injury that put Anthony Kim on the shelf for much of the year 2012. He received medical exemptions from the PGA Tour for the year 2013 to continue his physical rehabilitation. And then the year 2014 came along and brought a surprising announcement from golfer Anthony Kim that he was no longer going to play golf, even for fun. Golf fans were rightfully perplexed as to how one of the game's brightest young stars could literally fall off the map so quickly. The rumor mill then added some dark stories about Anthony Kim's off-the-course personal issues. and another circled about Kim trying to collect upwards of $20 million from a disability insurance policy after his run of significant injuries. Kim would later say that he had been victimized by some bad people during this time of his life. He also admitted to having an addictive personality, and he sought professional counseling. He now claims to be sober for the last 3 years as of February 2026. But it's been Anthony Kim's wife, Emily, at the center of the golfer's return to the top. Hey, there's nothing like having your wife suggest that she wants to go out and learn how to play golf too, to inspire Anthony Kim to give his game another go as well. While mentoring his wife, Emily, the process then rekindled a renewed interest in playing golf by the talented husband. After nearly 12 years without golf as part of his life, Anthony Kim said that he had discovered that he was falling in love with the game for the very first time. During a rather insightful interview conducted 2 years ago with LIV Golf's David Faherty, Anthony Kim claimed to have felt extra pressure from his family and friends to excel at golf as he entered college. Faherty, himself a recovering alcoholic, encouraged Kim to then share how easy it was to fall prey to bad influences away from the golf course. Anthony Kim acknowledged that he developed an alcohol and drug problem to go with his mental health struggles. The pro golfer also revealed that 98% of his former friends back then are no longer part of his new life today.
Excellent.
Kim acknowledges that the game of golf is rather hard, and his mantra is to get 1% better every day in golf and now in his role as a husband and father. Let's introduce the star of this week's show. It's 4-year-old daughter, Bella Kim. Anthony Kim's incredible golf comeback has paralleled his time after becoming a first-time father 4 years ago. His daughter, Bella, was born 3 months prematurely, and she experienced several difficult early struggles.
There's a documentary being made about your life. What's the main storyline?
There's a lot of layers to it. It's been on my mind for a long time. I feel like I have an amazing platform and opportunity, especially with LIV, to be able to share my story, and I think it'll benefit a lot of people. I've had some very low points in my life. I've experienced some pretty traumatic things, and I hope that I can inspire somebody to dig out of a hole that maybe they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and ultimately they find some strength in the people around them and self-belief that they can get out of it.
Yeah, you say that. I'm very familiar with your struggles. You know, I'm an addict, I'm an alcoholic, I'm bipolar, which is either 3 or 4 bad things. I've never been able to do the math, but it does help. There's no question. You know, if you feel like you're helping somebody else, there's usually something or someone that helps, you know, people like you and me from that low point. Who was it for you?
Obviously, my wife, my mother are inspirations for me. It would have been easy for either of them to turn their back on me. But the ultimate inspiration is my daughter. When I had her, my life completely changed. And no matter how I do at golf, it doesn't matter. Obviously, through this platform at LIV, she's getting to see the world. And that's my dream for her, is to be happy, experience the world, and, you know, live a life where she feels loved and cared for.
Upon receiving that offer from Greg Norman to return to professional golf with LIV Golf 2 years ago in 2024, Anthony Kim made a significant modification to his golf ball. Papa Kim drew a big B on his golf ball. That was to remind him that he was now playing golf on behalf of his young daughter, Bella, too. He said recently, "I had no self-worth until I became a father. Now I have a duty, a responsibility of taking care of my family and being the best role model for my daughter that I can be. That gives me purpose every morning, and I just didn't have that before." Welcome back into the winner's circle of golf and life, Anthony Kim. I'm Swamp Swami.